This conference is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody, or good evening, depending on the time zone in which you are at. Welcome to the Trademark Clearinghouse webinar on Bot Taipei. First of all, I want to stress how this webinar is proceeding, so all lines will be muted. You can pose any questions you might have through the chat. We'll have a short update on the clearinghouse and the statistics. And then we will introduce Sandy Ahmed Chinese, who will introduce the .taipei extension. So the clearinghouse, for those of you who are not aware with the mechanics of the trademark clearinghouse, it's a decentralized trademark database across all new GTLDs, and it requires only a one-time submission of your trademark information, and after that is verified, you will be able to partake in not only one sunrises, but in all the sunrises to launch. Trademark Clearinghouse accepts any scripts, and there are no national nor regional limitations, so a broad range of trademarks is accepted. Once you're in the clearinghouse, you will benefit from a triple protection. First of all, is the sunrise protection, which means that you will be able to register trademark, that registered domains matching your trademark in a priority period ahead of wider general availability. And secondly, you will be able to receive notifications should you not wish to not purchase a certain domain and it goes into general availability. You will be notified when a third party registers your domain. The registration in the clearinghouse is also needed if you want to participate in some of the third-party right protection mechanisms that are out there. For instance, the UDR, the DPML offered by Donuts. A short update on the trademark clearinghouse statistics. At the moment, there are 34,000 marks submitted in the clearinghouse. One in two will opt for a multiple-year registration, and we see that 87% is submitted to TMCH agents. So a TMCH agent is a validated agent, either a corporate registrar or, for instance, a law firm that will submit trademarks on behalf of a trademark holder in the clearinghouse. We have over 13,000 different companies who are represented in the clearinghouse, and they originate from 104 countries. And we are operating trademarks, as I said before, from all different jurisdictions and languages. So at the moment, we have over 118 jurisdictions present in the clearinghouse. As mentioned before, one of the services of the trademark clearinghouse is notifying when a third party registers a trademark, a domain name matching a trademark in the clearinghouse. Of such notifications, over 176,000 have already been sent out to trademark holders. So this was a short update on the trademark clearinghouse. I will now introduce Sandy of NetChinese, who will be able to introduce to you the .taipei extension, which is currently in Sunrise.
Okay. First of all, thank you all for being here, and thanks to Peter's assistant especially. We are NetChinese, the registry operator of .taipei. Appreciate to have this opportunity to present to you all. We're really excited that after several international cities have owned their city domain names such as .nyc, .london, .berlin, and so on, Taipei is looking forward to keep up with all those fabulous cities. Before beginning, I would like to give some examples. We all agree that if someone can stand on tech conference stage, then he or she is an inspired thinker who has ideas powerful enough to change attitudes, lives, and ultimately the world. At least this is to what tech conference gives to public. So we can say that tech conference represents ideas worth spreading. How about Apple? What might people come up with in the past time? Yes, the fruit. But now it's the symbol of iPhone and Mac computers. Since that everything and everyone can be a brand, let me give you another example. What will you reply when people ask you which country to go for enjoying the autumn colors? Most people will answer Canada. Why? Because Canada is known for maple leaf. I know you are wondering why I'm telling you this. In these examples, we can find out how important to be representative when we intend to develop a brand. Being representative, business can be noticed preferentially, be remembered easily, in turn grasp the opportunity to make profits, also highlight your specialty. In order to strengthen brand image of, first economic growth of, and to make profit for business all over the world through Taiwan's market, .taipei was proposed and put into practice. However, why should we care about Taiwan's domain name? And why Taiwan's market should be primarily concerned by business? What can we benefit from Dr. Pei, and how can we make brand representative? The most important, where will all of us here can and how to seize this opportunity? Let's expand on these ideas for a moment. Taiwan is considered to have four main strengths that make Taiwan's market not ignorable. To begin with, Taiwan has the shortest average time of flight to seven cities of Western Pacific. Also, with harbor deep enough for a large ship to transit, Taiwan has superior congenital condition. Furthermore, Taiwan's deep-rooted manufacturing and large import and export trade make the strength of Taiwan's market in Asia-Pacific region logistics center shouldn't be ignored. Second, foreign investment actively participate in Taiwan. The line graph shows that foreign trade proportion in Taiwan increased steadily. We can also notice that per capita GDP in Taiwan during decades was highly overhead the global average, as illustrated by this diagram. Third, as the capital of Taiwan, Taipei is the first and only city in the world who won Best E-Government Prize in the category of service award continuously. New Taipei City, the second capital, also voted the Best E-Government in 2014. This fact shows that Taiwan has potential to make the most of Taipei security. Besides, it is the fact that Asia market is highly intact global economy. And we also recognize that China is the largest spend market. With close interaction of trade and economics between Taiwan and China, Taiwan is more likely than others to enter China's market. And among them, being the capital, Taipei can be the gateway to raise considerable potential for global enterprise to develop China's market. But how can we benefit from Taiwan's advantage by making use of Taipei anyway? First, as the center of Taiwan's largest conurbation, Taipei has been at the center of rapid economic development in the country and has now become one of the global cities in the production of high technology. Taipei is also a brand that represents high quality of life and rich resources of culture, such as historical heritage, diversity of people, convenient U-bike and MRT. Besides, as you can see in this chart, Taiwan also has quite a number of foreign residents. With the Taipei, companies can not only take advantage of Taipei's brand to gain emotional bonding with local customers, but also enhance their exposure and visibility to Asia market, which includes people in different cultures. Second, enterprise pay more and more attention to the globalization strategy, which means combining the idea of globalization with that of local consideration. Take McDonald's, for example. It modifies the recipe for different markets. Localization can in turn make customers more identified with business or product, and Taipei is definitely a great method to localize brands and at Chinese market especially. Our next point, if Taiwan's market is not potential enough for us, we still shouldn't miss the Taipei, because Taiwan is the best springboard to go deep into Chinese market due to the reasons mentioned earlier. In order to get into Taiwan market easily, we recommend everyone to take good use of the Taipei. After introduction, we are going to move on to the last part of our time stage. The Taipei sunrise period has already started from December 1st and will end on December 31st. The length for the Taipei sunrise period is 30 days. The Taipei registry adopts a protective sunrise process that allows legitimate trademark and intellectual service mark owners who have registered their trademark in Trademark Clearing House to first establish their Taipei registration. During the sunrise period, only verifiable trademark and service mark owners may apply for a domain name that matches their respective intellectual property rights, so the name applied should be completely same as the trademark registered in TMCH. If applicants who have successfully verified their mark application with TMCH want to register an identical domain name, they have to provide the corresponding SMB files to registrar like MetChinese in order to complete the registration. If the domain name is not identical match with the trademark, it will be rejected by TMCH and there will be no refund of any fees in this case. During sunrise period, all domain names are allocated on first-come, first-served basis, and registering should register the domain for 3 years. There will be Taipei Enterprise Sunrise period, which start from January 21st and end on February 19th. The length for Taipei Enterprise Sunrise period is as of 30 days. This period offers potential doctor procurement and holders the possibility to have the registry priority. During the Taipei Enterprise Sunrise period, only companies, community groups, and business association registered in Taipei City or New Taipei City are allowed to submit application. It seems to have nothing to do with you at first glance. If you think so, you might miss a special opportunity. To international business, as long as you have sub-company or client who have sub-company in Taipei City or New Taipei City, you absolutely have right to submit during this period. If sub-companies don't have trademark, you still can submit application through authorization strategy. The qualified registrant should register the domain name for 3 years during this period. The credit registrar should collect applicant's application information and trademark and submit it to registry operator. After passing verification, the registry operator will allocate the token number to a credit registrar. Then registrar should use this token to register .taipei for applicant. Also, the name applies to include part of or all trademark characters which have registration certification. Take our trademark NETC for example. Except for NETC, we can also apply for NET or ETC, but we can't apply for NTC. Registrants and trademark holders should be the same. If they are different, the applicants are required to submit the trademark holder's proof of authorization document and proof of identity material. And domain names will be allocated on the first-come, first-served basis at sunrise period. To be mentioned, start from this period, Taipei is open to applicants of single Chinese character domain and registration. Why is this discrimination? Clearly, website has already been treated like marketing tools, which in order to let customer easier to find our information. However, to people who use Chinese, it's quite difficult for us to memorize a bunch of English words as to recall a phone number after 15 minutes. Therefore, Chinese domain names must be a good choice for companies who want to compete in Asian markets. On the other hand, websites should be user-friendly to both customer and manager, so that's why .taipei breaks the rules and open to application earlier than any others. The following period is the rush period, which allows all registrants from any country with no limitations to register .taipei. The registrant can be organization, company, or a person. No additional documentation is needed. All domain names registered during this period should be registered through an ICANN accredited registrar, and NetChinese is happen to be the only ICANN accredited registrar in Taiwan. Start from February 24th to March 26th, lasting 30 days. The rush period of .taipei is divided into four phases according to different prices, 8 days for each of the first three phases and 6 days for the fourth. During the first phase, if there are more than one person who wants to apply for the same name, all applicants will have to participate in an auction after the final phase of this period, while domain names will be allocated on the first-come, first-served basis during the second to fourth phases. The qualified registrant should register the domain name for 3 years, and the detailed information about this period will be announced on the official website, and we will notify all registrars directly when they are confirmed. Thus, the general availability period will start from March 31st. In this period, Taipei is applicable for any natural person or entity from post to post. Maybe there is too much information to digest, therefore we prepare a form so we can see more clearly of the difference between four phases. I will drum in the fact that we should be clear. The qualification, during Taipei Enterprise Sunrise period, only enterprises registered and located in Taipei City and New Taipei City can register .taipei, no matter domestic enterprises or multinational companies. But in other words, you can't apply as an individual. Except for the names registered during the first stage of the rush period, all domain names are allocated on first-come, first-served basis. The qualified registrant should register the domain name for 3 years unless the registrant registered during general availability period. And don't forget that we can apply names include single Chinese character from the beginning of the Taipei Enterprise Sunrise period. To avoid conflict of interest, I should add that In future, except for the name kit from technical requirements, domain name related to the public will also be reserved for electronic service. The Taipei City government will integrate all service to meet the demand of future digital life. In the end, to sum up, .taipei represents a shortcut for people and business all around the world to create greater success. Let's share the benefits and take the occasion to make our condition better than ever. Make sure to seize the opportunity of sunrise period. Official website www.meettaipei.taipei has already put into practice. Please refer to the official website for latest news. Thank you for listening. This is the end of the presentation for .taipei.
Thank you, Sandy. If there are any questions, please post them via the chat. I think the presentation was very comprehensive, but should you still have questions, you can ask them through the chat window, and then they will be answered. If there are no other questions, we will end this webinar. The presentation and the recording will be shared later on. I want to thank the people from the Chinese for their contribution, and thank you for your attendance.